Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 10th. The grains closed pretty much sharply lower, except for the wheat. December corn down 11 and a quarter cents at 653 and a quarter, quarter cent off its lows. D sweet down 3 cents at 803 and a half, but that was 8 cents off the lows. January beans down 29 cents at 1423, 2.5 cents off the lows. The meal was down 13.50, but the oil was up 55 ticks. Obviously, you know, what happened in here with the CPI, you know, it was up 0.4. They were looking for up 0.6. Why the Dow Jones? Right now, the Dow is up 1,000 points on that. We've rallied almost 1,400 points off of today's lows. The bonds, the long bond is up over 4 basis points. These are incredible moves out here. The dollar is down 2.25 cents here. I don't know what they're seeing in that CPI number that thinks that this economy is in great shape. You look at the layoffs that are going on around this country, and maybe they like that it's, you know, pointing out that the employment is slowing down, the economy is slowing down, and maybe they won't have to continue to raise interest rates. But I still believe we're going to see another half to three quarters of a point next month. I think it may slow down a little bit after the first of the year. But are you going to tell me with interest rates this high, we're not killing this economy? I think it's a mistake, but these guys seem to think that it's okay. The other thing is, you know, I'm not sure why we would rally the Dow with the stock market, with the political elections doing what they did. I think this opens up a huge fight between the Republicans in the next 2 years, between Trump and DeSantis. I think that's going to be a mess. If Biden doesn't run, I think that's certainly good for the Republicans out here, but they've got to, you know, really make a decision. Who do they want to back, Trump or DeSantis or Pence, for that matter? So, you know, if the stock market's moving higher, you've got to think that the market likes the Republican chances out here. But the election certainly said something different. So I'm a little confused with this Dow Jones, certainly to the extent that it is. I'm confused with the bond market. You know, are the lows in? We've rallied it about 6 points off the lows. You know, maybe we can go another 2 points or so, but I think that may be it. So in the meantime, you know, I look at these prices in corn and beans here today, and I look at the basis levels where they're at, and I just can't find a compelling reason for you guys to store grain out here. You know, somebody pick up the phone and call me, tell me, why are you storing corn and beans with the basis as strong as it is? What are you scared of missing out? You know, that old thing, FOMO, fear of missing out. What are you scared of missing here? That the basis goes higher, that the prices go higher. Well, if we get this Brazilian crop and we know it after the first of the year, you'll be looking at $5.50 corn, and you'll be looking at, who knows, $12 beans out here, maybe lower. So, you know, again, somebody call me and tell me why you're storing grain, corn, and beans out here. I just don't get it. So that's about it. If you do have questions or want to make a comment, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.